Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 405, Five Fresh Ways to Celebrate Thanksgiving. The holiday season is probably the most popular time for family traditions. Traditions are the glue that keeps a family together. We all have really busy lives, and adding a small tradition here or there can make all the difference in maintaining and strengthening your family bonds. Every family has their own way of celebrating, and with Thanksgiving on tap, it can be the perfect time to add a new twist to existing holiday rituals or to start a brand new one this year. Tip number one, switch up the turkey and fixings. Turkey and stuffing has long been the focal point of most Thanksgiving menus across the country. According to a survey by the National Turkey Federation, an outstanding 88% of Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving Day. The average weight of turkeys purchased for Thanksgiving is 16 pounds, meaning that approximately 736 million pounds of turkey were consumed in the United States during Thanksgiving in 2015. Gobble, gobble. If you're like my family, you can't wait to smell the heavenly aroma of the traditional roasted turkey on Thanksgiving Day. Accompanied, of course, by the combination of homemade rolls, sweet potato casserole, and a succulent pumpkin pie. However, you know what? This year you might try an entirely new way to prepare tom turkey, such as deep frying it in the backyard. We did this last year, and it was simply one of the best turkeys we've ever eaten. Or you can even grill it. Think of all that room you're going to save in your oven that day. There's an article written by Tyler Wells Lynch called 10 Alternative Ways to Cook a Thanksgiving Turkey. Go visit that, and you're going to find some tasty ways to get creative with your bird. And don't stop there. Even if you have a beloved stuffing recipe that's been handed down for generations, you can even kick that up a notch if you're willing to think out of the box. And if you do make stuffing right out of the box, that's okay too. Ever have stuffing made in a waffle iron? In addition to deep frying our turkey last Thanksgiving, we changed up many of our side dishes, including my grandmother's stuffing. Check out this list of innovative ways to prepare your stuffing this year in an article called Turkey Day Hacks, 7 Alternatives to Traditional Stuffing. Yum. Tip number two, send Thanksgiving cards. Sending holiday cards is a tradition that I've loved ever since I became a mom 23 years ago. I openly admit I enjoy sharing photos of my kids with anyone and everyone who would like to take an hour, I mean a few seconds, to see how my kids have grown. When I started my family 2 decades ago, let's not forget, we didn't have the avenues of social media available that we do now. So getting an actual photo card really was a treat for people. Now, with Facebook and Instagram, our friends and family can enjoy our photographs instantly on a near daily basis. That's why, a few years ago, I decided to switch it up and send my holiday cards out for Thanksgiving rather than Christmas. There's something pretty special about expressing gratitude to the people who are important in your life, so why not let them know during the wonderful season of Thanksgiving? and get your kids involved in the design and the wording. Two other great reasons to send Thanksgiving cards are that the people receiving them will have more time to enjoy your card because they're not getting bombarded with dozens of other cards. And you're going to free yourself up from the task of sending out holiday cards when that Christmas rush hits. Tip number 3, send thankful letters. With our ability to shoot off an email or text in an instant, long gone are the days of sending an old-fashioned letter. I'm not talking about sending or receiving a greeting card. I'm talking a piece of lovely stationery that's handwritten with a greeting such as, "Dear Nana," etc. When was the last time you opened your mailbox and found something personal waiting for you? You know, other than a bill. Thanksgiving is such a great time to have everyone in the family send just one letter to someone that they care about. This could be a teacher, a babysitter, your boss, or the pizza guy you order from every Friday night. Help your kids express some of the things that they're thankful for about this person. And you know what? It doesn't have to be long. Something short and sweet, such as, "Dear Molly, I really feel lucky that you take care of my sister and I during the week after school. You make doing homework fun. Thanks for being our babysitter. We love you and look forward to being with you. Love, Katie." Tip number 4, personalize your tablescape. Surprise your family and guests with a personalized tablescape for Thanksgiving. You can use fun and whimsical photo napkins, and there's a great selection if you Google that on Etsy, ETSY.com. One year, I took an ordinary centerpiece that I had gotten from my local florist, and I inserted photos throughout of my family members that were joining us that year for dinner. This year, I've purchased mini journals that will be placed at each guest's seat, including my 8 kids, so that we can begin our feast by taking a few moments to record some things that we're thankful for. That may seem a bit corny, but my hope is that my guests will continue this practice long after the last turkey sandwich has been eaten. One year, I gave all my children and some family members who joined us for dinner that year a copy of How Full Is Your Bucket, written by Tom Rath. This sweet story, and it's perfect for adults as well, teaches us that each of us has an invisible bucket. When our bucket is full, we feel great. When it's empty, we feel awful. Yet most children, and many adults, don't realize the importance of having a full bucket throughout the day. These are just a few ideas to add some personal meaning and whimsy to your Thanksgiving table. And if you get your kids involved, their creativity can make these ideas even more special. And tip number 5, start a new tradition on Black Friday. For many Americans, the tradition of Black Friday is an important part of their Thanksgiving holiday. The term Black Friday was coined in the 1960s to mark the kickoff to the Christmas shopping season. Retailers draw large crowds by offering insane discounts on everything from toys to toasters, and because of limited quantities, they lure customers out at the crack of dawn, or before, to take advantage of these wacky deals. If you're not inclined to head to the mall at 4 a.m. to score big, why not create some fun new ways to celebrate Black Friday at home? Believe it or not, my kids and I used to participate in the Black Friday madness, and once in a while, we got some neat buys, but you know what? We usually purchased things that were on sale just because they were on sale. Now, we stay home, and we use this bonus day to make our gingerbread houses for the holiday season, and we start the day off with a big homemade breakfast of omelets and blueberry pancakes, and then we get right to work. We also make a lot of our Christmas cookies that day as well. Some families use this day as couch and movie day, and they just lounge in PJs and watch their favorite holiday movies to kick off the season. And for others, they begin their holiday decorating. After all that turkey, it's also a great day to take a brisk walk in the park or a hiking trail and enjoy some fresh air together as a family. Before Thanksgiving this year, sit down with your family and come up with a list of ideas of your own on how you can spend Black Friday. It'll be something fun to look forward to, in addition to those yummy leftover turkey sandwiches. What are some traditions associated with your family's Thanksgiving? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy and post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. And be sure to sign up for the upcoming Mighty Mommy newsletter chock full of practical advice to make your parenting life easier and more enjoyable. Wishing you and your family a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening, everyone, and until next time, happy parenting.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.